This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Ignacio Ciampiti, professor of farming systems in the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University, joins us. And Ignacio, as we get started with the growing season for soybeans, how are conditions looking right now?
I think that overall we can say that the conditions are quite good. If you look at the progress on planting, we are around 82% based on the last Kansas crop progress and condition report, which is always only just behind by a few points compared to last year, and is very close near to average. In terms of conditions, I will say that overall they are looking good. We struggled at the beginning with in eastern part of the state, some fields that they were planted too early. We have water standing on the fields and potential problems of replanting conditions. So we have a few farmers that they were planting late April, early May, that they are in the process of replanting some of those stands. And then next things to start thinking is like some of the farmers that they still need to finish planting. So for those guys that they need to do the late planting soybeans, we have a few recommendations on that.
And what are some of those recommendations?
For late planted, we always are thinking about maturity group. Many farmers are asking us, should we change the maturity group? We always suggest that unless we are going too late, first week of July or second week of July, we try to maintain the maturity group the same that we use for full season, because we want to make sure that those soybeans have enough opportunities to develop nodes and specifically pods. On seeding rates, we are always talking about increasing seeding rate. And usually we talk about only around between 10 to 20%. Why? Because we are getting into a short growing season. One of the main factors of adding more plants is basically trying to get those plants to produce more bigger, faster canopy and make sure that we close the canopy faster. Row spacing is a critical factor. For many situations, many farmers usually tend to work on 30 inch. We have data looking at 7 or 15 inches. And most importantly, one of the things that we really care, one top number one priority for farmers is weed control. How we can become better in controlling weeds and making sure that we close the canopy faster so we take care of this big issue that it has been a big issue, probably not one of the number one topics for many of our soybean producers.
That is Ignacio Ciampiti, professor of farming systems in the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University, as he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.